This is a recast of the 3500 word piece, MAD Robust Measurement of Variation in Data, from GPT-5. Let's listen in.
The article revolves around a statistic known as median absolute deviation, or MAD, which has been increasing in significance over the past few decades. MAD is a measure of variability within a data set and measures deviations from the median.
Unlike the standard deviation, which is based on squared deviations from the mean, MAD is based on the absolute deviations from the median of the data set.
The usage of MAD as a tool for assessing dispersion dates back to the 19th century. However, its popularity started increasing in the second half of the 20th century due to the growing recognition of robust statistics.
Robustness is really where MAD shines. Due to its resilience to outliers, MAD remains largely unaffected by extreme high or low values. This makes it especially valuable in exploratory data analysis, where understanding deviations within data is crucial.
MAD's simplicity, coupled with its ability to deliver reliable results under various conditions, has made it indispensable for researchers and practitioners alike.
The article also provides insight into how MAD compares to other measures of dispersion, like standard deviation and variance. These traditional measures are based on the mean and can be heavily influenced by outliers, potentially providing a skewed view of data variability.
In comparison, MAD minimizes such outlier effects by using the median instead of mean. Its robustness and interpretability make it a valuable tool in fields where outliers are common or where the data distribution is unknown or not normal.
The article also delves into practical applications of MAD, touching upon its use in financial market analysis, image processing, medical research, among other fields.
From detecting outliers to assessing market volatility and even improving image and signal processing quality, MAD has proven to be a versatile tool.
The article also discusses software support for MAD, R, Python, MATLAB. All these programming languages support MAD computation, making it easier for researchers and analysts to use it in their work.
While MAD is a powerful tool in statistical analysis, it is not without limitations. For instance, it may be less sensitive to subtle changes in data distribution that may not affect the central 50% of the data.
True that. And while there are ways to adjust MAD to make it comparable to standard deviation, this requires additional assumptions about the data that may not always hold true.
It's crucial to understand these limitations before applying MAD or any statistical measure for that matter. One size certainly doesn't fit all when it comes to statistical analysis.
The good news is that research is underway to improve MAD and extend its applicability. Combining MAD with other approaches or optimizing its computation using machine learning techniques might be some of the future directions.
As we always say, continuous learning and staying updated with research is key to better decision-making in science and beyond.
That's it for today.